Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday at this time by the grace of God. We thank the Lord for 19 years now we have been bringing these messages to you. And as we get ready to go into the new year 2025 and the Christmas celebration, the Christmas season, we just thank the Lord for all the many years. And we thank the Lord for this radio station, for the prayers and provision from you, the listener. And we thank the Lord for all the good messages that he has given us from his word. Today, we're going to be looking at a Christmas message. With Christmas coming up here in just a few days, we're going to be talking about a prophecy from the Old Testament. And then we're going to look into the book of Luke and look at two people who were waiting on the Lord with great patience and great anticipation. So if you have your Bible there today, turn to Isaiah chapter 9. We're going to look at the most fabulous prophecy, one of the greatest prophecies in the Old Testament concerning the coming of Jesus, Isaiah 9, and we'll start in verse 6 here. Well, once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Before we get into the message today, just going to give you a brief update on what's going on here in Kenya. As we speak, the children are all home for a couple more weeks, and they go back to school for the next school year. Starts about the first week in January. And so we're praying for provision for the children. All of the children here in Kenya need school fees. Even primary school has fees associated, and sometimes the fees are a bit steep as the teachers and head teachers find ways to continue to add on to the fee structure. And so pray about that. Pray about your part in helping the children get back into school. We have about 20 children in the children's home. And also we're praying about building a school associated with our ministry, a good Christian primary school there right next to the children's home. We have a big acre of land, and we're looking for another acre so we can have 2 acres put together. And so pray about that, that we can get the pieces put together to build a primary school. It's going to take about $100,000 to build that school, get all the land issues taken care of. And so if you want to contribute to that project, stay tuned to the end of this broadcast and you'll get contact information. If you have any questions regarding that project or anything we do here in the ministry, pureprairie@hotmail.com is my contact information, pureprairie@hotmail.com, and you can contact me. I'll answer any questions that you have. Well, today we're going to be talking about first a prophecy from the Old Testament, one of the greatest prophecies. There's probably dozens, maybe hundreds of prophecies. If you look through the book of Isaiah, just that one book, there are many, many prophecies of the coming of Jesus, of the reign of Jesus, of the millennial reign of Jesus, and the second coming. All of these things are laid out, not only in the book of Isaiah, but other prophetic books. And so we know that the Lord God revealed his son, Jesus Christ, to the people in the Old Testament. And so we're going to look at one of the most amazing prophecies was given by Isaiah. And this prophecy was spoken about 800 years before Jesus was born. And so God gave Isaiah great revelation about the coming of his son, what his purpose was, what he would do when he was here, how he would minister, how he would speak and comfort the people. And so as we look at this, it gives us a good idea, because we can look back now, 2,000 years later, we can look back on the life of Jesus and see that he fulfilled every prophecy. And the ones in the Old Testament that he has not fulfilled as of yet, he will fulfill them just as he's fulfilled the ones who have already been fulfilled. And so in Isaiah verse 6, chapter 9, says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. And from that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And so I'm going to stop right there and go back and just highlight a few of the passages here in this scripture. And it says, "For unto us a child is born." Well, it would be inconceivable to think that Isaiah would know about this child being born in Bethlehem without divine revelation, revelation from God. And so Isaiah spoke about the child being born. We see Jesus being born in a manger in Bethlehem, and Bethlehem means the house of bread. It was the place and home place of King David, and the house of bread, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." And so he came to the village Bethlehem, and he was born in a manger to his mother, the Virgin Mary, and Joseph. And so the Holy Spirit was Jesus' father, and the Virgin Mary was his mother. And so he was born just as Isaiah had prophesied. And then Isaiah goes into the naming of Jesus. Well, he didn't say the name Jesus, but he said his name will be called. And he gives out five names here that exactly describe specifically the Son of God, Jesus Christ. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Well, wonderful is easy to say because Jesus Christ is wonderful. If you're not born again, you need to be. If you're not born again, please pray and ask the Lord to reveal himself to you, reveal Jesus to you. Ask the Lord to do a work in your heart. Some of you listening here today, you may not be believers. You may not understand God's plan for your life. I just say to you today, if you're listening, it's not an accident that you're listening. God has brought you here to hear the words of this message. Jesus Christ is wonderful. After you've been walking with Jesus for a few years, you will know without any doubt that he is wonderful. You will understand God's plan for your life. You'll understand the destiny God has for you. You'll start to see your life in wholly different terms, and you'll start to see your life as having great purpose and unique purpose here on this earth. And so Jesus Christ is wonderful. I can say for my own life that I cannot, absolutely cannot conceive of any other life for myself except to serve and walk with the Lord Jesus and to love him, to worship him, and to carry out his desire for my life, his mandate for my life. And so you will say that also, those of you listening today who are born again. I'm sure if you could talk to the people who don't know Jesus, you would tell them how great and what a mighty God you serve, the Son of Man, and all of the good things that Jesus has done for you, even the trials and tribulations that you have been through, are a testimony to God's power and the power of Jesus Christ to take you through those trials and tribulations. So the first name is, he will be called Wonderful, and then he will be called Counselor. Well, Jesus Christ is the Counselor. He's the Advocate. The Bible tells us he's the Advocate for us. In the heavenly realms, he's standing before the Father, and he's advocating for us when the devil comes and makes accusations against you to the Father, and the devil says you're guilty of your sin, you're guilty, and you are not redeemable, you're not worthy of redemption. Jesus Christ is there to advocate for you. He is the Wonderful Counselor, and he is a counselor in terms of legal, the court of heavens. He's the legal advocate for us, just as you would have a counselor or a legal advocate in a courtroom here in America. Jesus Christ is the counselor in that sense as a legal advocate, but he's also the counselor in the sense that you can and talk to him even where you're at today. Just pour out your heart to Jesus. Tell him your problems. Tell him your praises. Tell him your worship. Tell him everything about your life. He knows everything anyway. So just be open and start to dialogue with him. Start to talk to him. Start to pray to him when you have agony, when you have pain, when you have distress and discomfort. Pray to him, and he is your wonderful counselor. You don't have to pay $100 an hour or whatever counselors charge. No offense to them, but when you talk to Jesus, there's no fees involved. There's no charges. You will not get a bill in the mail. You can talk to him all night long if you want. You can talk to him and pray and fast and pour out your heart to him. And he's always there for you. There's no time when he is not there. And so he is the counselor that is always there for us. Well, Jesus Christ is also mighty God. And when you come to understand the Trinity, one of the most basic but mysterious concepts of the Bible is the Trinity, God the Father, Jehovah God, God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. Well, they were there in the beginning. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so Jesus Christ is the Word. When you pick up your Bible and you study the Word, you're actually looking at Jesus Christ. You're comprehending and understanding Jesus Christ. You're taking Jesus Christ into your heart. And the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, able to divide asunder the soul and the spirit, the bones and the marrow, even to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. And so when you walk with Jesus and you take Jesus into your heart starts to change, your mind starts to change, your language starts to change, your actions and countenance start to change. And so that is the mighty God, Jesus Christ. Now, don't take this to mean that Jesus Christ is the Father. He's not the Father. You have to understand the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. When you go back to Genesis chapter 1, the Trinity is revealed. Genesis 1:26, God says, let us make man in our own image. And so God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit was there in Genesis 1:26, Genesis 1:28. And so God made man in his own image, in the image of God. He made him male and female. And so the Trinity is the basic concept of the Bible. If you don't understand that, if you think Jesus is God and the Holy Spirit, you have missed the concept that God wants you to understand of the Trinity. You've missed it because you will miss the Holy Spirit in the New Testament if you believe Jesus and the Holy Spirit are one. So study your Bible, ask God for revelation. He will give you revelation. We have the Trinity, one of the most glorious things that we can have out of studying God's Word is an understanding of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, all separate persons, but all fully God in their own right. And then the next name we have for Jesus is the Everlasting Father. And again, this is not speaking of Jesus taking the place of or being Jehovah, Yahweh, God the Father. This is talking about Jesus Christ also being a father to the fatherless and a comforter to the widows and the orphans. And so Jesus is our Father, just as Jehovah God is Father to Jesus Christ. And so if you have no father, many, many children suffer today, not just in America, but especially in Kenya. We have our children's home here because many children have no father, and some of them have a grandmother or an aunt or something, but we get the orphans, the castaways, the castoffs from society, the ones that end up out on the street, the ones that end up in homes that are disintegrated and broken. beyond repair, not physically, but spiritually and in spiritual structure. And so we get those. We've been dealing with orphans here for about 7 years in Kenya, and there is no end to the number of orphans. There's no end to the number of abandoned children. It's very difficult for Kenyans to keep their children, raise their children. It takes money that many people don't have. There's so much poverty here. They can't feed their children. They can't put them in school. And so Jesus Christ is the everlasting Father to the children, to the orphans, to the widows, to you and I. And so we celebrate him as being the everlasting Father. Then the last name that is given to him by Isaiah here is Prince of Peace. Jesus said in John 14:27, "My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives do I give unto you. Therefore, let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." When you have peace of Jesus Christ, the peace that passes all understanding, you know then that you have Jesus Christ walking with you, talking with you, counseling with you, comforting you through the Holy Spirit. And so the peace that comes with Jesus Christ, when you look back at your life before you became a believer, you know that peace that comes with Jesus Christ passes all understanding. You're not going to be in turmoil all the time. You're not going to be sitting up all night worried all the time. You're not going to be in anxiety. There's no reason for you to be there because God will provide for you. He will give you the wisdom and the strength to make it through every situation. And so Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. He's not only the Prince of Peace for your individual life and my individual life, he's also the Prince of Peace for countries, for regions, for powers and principalities. He can deal with them that bring violence and chaos over regions, over countries, over nations. Generally speaking, the United States is a peaceful country, and we go to other countries to help them maintain and establish peace. And so the peace that God desires will eventually be here. Revelation chapter 21, Revelation 22, new heaven and a new earth. It's going to be a time of great peace here on this earth. There will be a new heaven and a new earth full of peace, full of joy, and full of people loving each other and taking care of each other. And that is God's will, that we strive for that even now here on this earth. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And beloved, if you think the United States is not a desirable place to live, if you are complaining all the time about things in the U.S., come to Africa, come to some other third world country, come to some place where they have very little peace, where there's lots of violence, where there's lots of chaos. The elections are total chaos, and you will understand the peace that we have of living in a nation like the United States, where the money says on the currency, it says, "In God we trust," where the Constitution and the founding documents of the United States of America declared, "In God we trust." And so that is God's plan for every nation on the earth, that eventually they all come to know him, the leaders come to know him, the people come to know him, and the nations of the earth will have peace, and they will be blessed through their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, in verse 7, it says, "Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with justice and judgment from that time forward, even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Well, beloved, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of the Christian world is advancing. It's advancing here in Kenya. It's advancing in every nation I've been, every nation I've preached in. I've found God-fearing, loving Christians who are advancing the cause of Christianity in those nations. And it's up to you, beloved, if you've never gone on a mission trip or you've never gone to other nations to see how the gospel is being promoted there, it's up to you to promote it. That's one of the reasons I'm on the radio, not just to bring the good message of the gospel to you, but also to encourage you to promote the peace and the government of Jesus Christ in nations around the world. You can do that when you contribute to the activity and the ministries of missionaries and churches here in America. Well, the government will never end. Jesus Christ's government is advancing, and it's going to keep growing. It's going to keep growing. Even in nations like Iran now, there is a great revolution going on, and people will come to know Jesus in massive numbers. There's going to be a revival in the USA. It started on college campuses in the last year or so. You're going to see great numbers of people come to know Jesus Christ, and so the increase of his government shall never end. Well, I'm going to jump over into Luke chapter 2, and please, if you would, read all of Luke chapter 1 and 2. That's basically the most comprehensive Christmas story or story of the birth of Jesus. Luke chapter 2, there are two people, a man and a woman, who are waiting for the appearance of the Lord, or waiting for the revelation of the Lord. They've been given great revelation, as God is wont to do. He wants to give people revelation of himself, and so he did that all through the Old Testament. He did that here in the New Testament also. And in verse 25, it says, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ." Well, this is just amazing, because the Holy Spirit had not been poured out on all people at this time. But here's an individual person who was devout, and he was praying for the revelation of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit revealed to him that he would see Jesus Christ. He would not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. And just ponder on that, meditate on that, think about how amazing that is, even before the Holy Spirit was poured out on all mankind. And so he came, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought the child Jesus to him, for him, according to the custom of the law, they took Jesus, Simeon took Jesus up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all nations. A light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." And so this man, Simeon, had been waiting for many, many years. And when Jesus' parents brought him into the temple after he was born, probably on the eighth day for circumcision, then this man recognized that this was the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, "Now I can go. Now I can go in peace, because I have seen the Lord's Christ. I have seen him with my own eyes." And so the prophecy that he would see the Christ before he died was fulfilled on that day. And he said, "Then now I can go." And this man, Jesus, is going to be a light to the Gentiles, and he will be a sign and a message to the nation of Israel. Well, the lady who was waiting on the Lord, if you jump over to verse 36, it says, "Now there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity." And this woman was a woman of about 84 years. In other words, she was 84 years old and had been in the temple, it appears, for maybe 50 to 60 years. She had been there praying for God to reveal himself, reveal his son in the temple. And so it says, "This woman is a widow of 84 years who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And coming in that instant," may probably been the very same day that Simeon saw Jesus, "coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And so when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city. Speaking of Jesus' parents, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And in verse 40, and the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And so those again that say there is no God the Father and there is no Holy Spirit, it said the grace of God, the grace of the Father God was upon the Son, Jesus Christ, and his Son was born, came into the temple on the eighth day, most likely, and there was two people waiting to see this Son that God had appointed to see the Son and to declare him to be the Son of God, the revealed Son of God in the flesh. And so this is just an amazing, amazing fulfillment of prophecy. The Holy Spirit spoke to them, said, you will see the Son of God, and when he comes, you will know. And they recognized him, and they made a declaration that this was truly the Son of God. Well, Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We praise God for that. We thank the Lord. Looking back on this year, 2024, we thank the Lord for all the great things he has done and the provision that has been provided to us through the people here who listen to this broadcast, through the people who read my newsletter, and all the other ways that God has put people in my path to help the ministry here in Africa. And so we invite you to be a part of that. All the good things that are going on here, we invite you to be a part of that. If you can't go, if you can't come to Africa, be a sender, be one who supports the ministry so the gospel, the increase of the gospel, can keep going on and on forever and ever here until Jesus comes back and many people in Africa can come to know the Lord. We just finished up a four-day crusade in Otiato Village. Many people came to know the Lord. Many people were saved. Many people were delivered and prayed for healing. And so if you want to be a part of that, be a sender, be a provider, we invite you to stay tuned for contact information coming up at the end of this broadcast. Thank you for those of you who have prayed. Thank you for those of you who have provided and sent your provision in, and we invite you to continue to do that. God bless you. Thank you again for listening. Stay tuned for contact information coming up at the end of this broadcast. Thank you again. God bless you.